Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Sunday. Yes, it is. Happy Father's Day. Happy Juneteenth. Y'all, listen, I got my little peppermint drink here, yes, and I got a cinnamon stick in my peppermint drink, and I'm stirring it all up on it. Y'all know what? Peppermint and cinnamon don't go too good together. So listen, it's June 19, 2022, 6:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 7:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know, I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International. The hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, East and West Africa. Do have members in the UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Patati. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbarama, Gumbarama.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, Gumbarama.com. We do have two different flavors, one infused with vanilla, that is Gumba Go, and we have one infused with coconut Gumba Silver. Listen. Visit Gumbarama.com for all your rum libation needs, honey. And listen, this is a special showcase for you. Special showcase. Musical showcase and musical salute for Parker Gandy. Yes. Parker Gandy. Now listen, Parker Gandy as well as Chad Ruben. Oh, they got some blow-up music for you on today. Gonna get on down with it on this Sunday evening. But first, I do have a word from my sponsor.
Miami.
Engineer, not Will Smith. Will Smith is still on probation. He's somewhere locked up. Now listen, this is a word from my sponsor.
Your home may be your family's largest asset and their largest financial responsibility. A mortgage protection insurance policy can help them remain in their home after you're gone. Leave your family a deed, not a debt. Visit thewiseinsurancegroup.com for your free quote.
Now listen. This is very important. I want you all to take a listen. I want you guys to visit thewiseinsurancegroup.com. That's W-I-S-E, thewiseinsurancegroup.com. Once again, it is thewise, W-I-S-E, thewiseinsurancegroup.com. So I want you guys to understand your home may be your family's greatest asset and their largest financial responsibility. A mortgage protection insurance policy can help them remain in their home after they're gone. So listen, you can leave your family a deed, not a debt. I really don't want to go into all details about this kind of thing. I know all too well about these things, and I really don't like telling personal stories about this kind of stuff. But listen, let me tell you something. It is so much better. It is so much better to leave a deed and not a debt. Honey, my family experienced that, and I'm telling you, it ain't no joke. It is no joke, honey. Now, y'all know I like to entertain, so listen. This is not entertainment. This is real fact. This is real truth. It happened in my family. This is the truth. Someone passed away in my family, and they left a debt. They wanted to leave. Well, they did. They left the home. They left the property to somebody in the family. I just put it like that. They left the property to somebody in the family, and honey, it was a hot financial mess. That's all I can say about that. But anyway, and we're still feeling the pain. So anyway, listen, y'all. Listen, it is the truth. Don't leave your family no debt. You hear me? Listen. Oh, Lord, I don't want to get all into detail. I got some music to play, but listen, I'm telling y'all. Visit thewiseinsurancegroup.com for a free quote. Do yourself a favor. You know, and these things happen all the time. Listen, let me tell you what happened to a friend of mine. Now, this is a true story. I can't make up nothing like this. My friend of mine owned their property, you know, free and clear at one point in time. And I don't know why people do this. Listen, the family owned the property. It was all paid off. Wasn't no problem. And y'all know what happened. Y'all know the story. Well, listen, they went on down. They decided, well, we want to get some cash out, whatever. They went, took out a mortgage. You know what I mean? Then they got sick. Do you hear me? So they took out a mortgage. They did some, you know, stuff on the house. They did some other things with the money. And then, you know, they got sick. And I have you know today they passed away. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. And the property just gone somewhere else. So anyway, y'all really need to understand, leave your family a deed, D-E-E-D, a deed and not debt. So listen, don't leave your family no debt. Don't do it. Don't do it. Get some protection. Get some protection. So listen, visit the wiseinsurancegroup.com for your free quote today. Now listen, I got some music. Now listen, we're going to get on down with it. I really do enjoy this particular song. I do enjoy the song. It's called Good Side. It's rye, like rye bread. Y'all know rye bread, like R-Y-E. You eat some rye bread, honey, put some raisins on top, some garlic and some Parmesan cheese, and it's just delicious. No, don't do all that. Don't do it. Magoo, sat down. No, I know it's Father's Day. Sat down. You can't creep out of here early. Just sat down and put your glasses on backwards, okay? So listen, I got a nice little song. It's called Good Side by Rye, featuring Peter Gandy. I really like this song. Y'all really going to enjoy. It is Good Side. Take a listen.
But it's shorter than my good side. I get immature, hope I stay on your good side. Hope you stay on my good side. I've been hurt before, take a second for my goodbye. My patience is hard, but it's shorter than my good side. I get immature, hope I stay on your good side.
I don't wanna go and set you up. Hardly even wanna get involved on my edge. Focus on the problems all in my head. Like I got enough happening, life cracking. Talking at me like broke haptics. We on low radar, through like broke tactics, getting rid of my old habits. Surprised you're still around, still impressed by my old magic. Ignoring people for a new sound, figure it out, sticking the ground. My feet are still move fine, reach goals and shit, you're over it. At least I fell on my good side.
Hope you stay on my good side. I've been hurt before, take a second for my goodbye. My patience is hard, but it's shorter than my good side. I get immature, hope I stay on your good side.
That song is so dope. And I know it's playing on radio stations all night. It needs to be. That song is so dope. That song is hot. Good side. And it's the truth. Y'all know it's the truth. Sometimes, you know, your patience is shorter than the good side. Come on, somebody. Let's have church up in here. Let's have church. Can I get an amen? I'm telling you, sometimes. Now, this is life lesson. Y'all know Mama always got a life lesson. And then I have some music I'm going to be playing by Chad Rubin, Chad Rubin. Sometime, now this is true, sometime you can start out to be wanting to do something good. You want to do something good for somebody. You know. Now listen, and it's not that you're trying to get on their good side or trying to score any brownie points, but I'm just saying this because of the song Good Side. It just makes me think of this. Sometimes you can start out doing something you think is really nice for a person. You just, you know, want to be nice to the person, you know. And then, you know, it's like, some people, you be trying to find their good side. You be wanting to do they even have a good side. You know what I mean? It's like, my Lord, do I have to look up under your feet for your good side? You know what I mean? So listen, some people, you trying to do something nice for them all the time. And I don't care what you try to do for them. You know, they ain't never got no good side. It's like, Lord, everything is an issue. Everything is a problem. So listen, them kind of folks, just run from them. Run from them. You know, just treat them with a long handle. Stand. Some people, I don't understand. What is the matter with some people that, you know, you can't figure out, do they even have a good side? You know what, dude, when they go to bed at night and they wake up in the morning, do they wake up, you know, with snot coming out of their nose? Or what is it? What is it? I don't know. I need to make some popsicles and some snow cones and something and get them a bicycle. Maybe they never had a bicycle as a kid. I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, I said all that to say this. This is my point. Listen, I know we need to have more patience with people. You know, even them kind that ain't never smiling. Oh, Lord, they need the most love in the world. Listen. So listen, y'all, have more patience with people. Have more patience with people. And sometimes when people be like that, I just keep on heaping some kindness on them. Lord, today, I guess I'm just an odd bird because I would just keep being nice and kind to people. And I'm like, you know, what kind of skin do you have on? What, did you put on an alligator, you know, suit or something? Some people just walking around in alligator suits. I really believe that's what it is. I don't know. And I ain't trying to get bit by the alligator. I'm just trying to, you know, put some kindness and some sweetness on. But I'm telling you, I need to buy a 100-pound bag of sugar for some people because you got to put a 100-pound bag of sugar all over them for them to understand this is nice. This is what nice people do to people, you know. So I don't know. I'll have to figure it out later. But anyway, y'all have more patience with people. Okay, sometimes people just need more patience. And then when you get to, see, listen, this is what you do. You be in their presence for 5 minutes because they only gonna last about five minutes. They're going to last about 5 minutes, and then they're going to get into their crazy mood. So what you do, you be nice to them for 5 minutes, and then just hurry up, make an excuse, and get out of their presence. That's the best way to handle it, okay? So listen, let me keep on rolling with Chad Rubin. This one is Just Another. I'm telling you, this guy is good. He's really good. Just Another, Chad Rubin.
I'm out here breaking all the rules, walking up and down avenues, looking around for something new to sink my teeth into, enjoying this here pretty view of you. Wondering what you're trying to do with them bright, bright eyes. Where you trying to go with them long, long legs? I won't just sit here all confused when all your little lies come true. I'm just another lover, I'm over you. I'm just another lover, I'm over you. I'm just another lover, undercover the sheets turned down. Lover, I'm over you. I'm just another. I'm over you. Late night on the telling me that she's all alone. Says she'd rather be with me than anybody, but seriously, baby, I'm staying home. Trying to find myself some love in the worst ways. Make the most of nights till they turn to days. She's got me on the line, okay, that's fine. Once in a while, she'll be mine. 'Cause I'm just another lover. Me
Hey, another lover. Ooh, that's what I need, another lover. I'm telling you, Lord, don't let me get into that one. Jesus Christ. I done had the longest dry spell in the history of love making, y'all. Do y'all hear me? Listen, now that's the worst thing about, now listen, y'all know I like to entertain, but listen, let me tell y'all something. Now, COVID-19 and the pandemic, for everybody that was single, it was the longest dating spell and longest dating drought for everybody. Now, I wasn't crazy. I know some people was crazy and were still going out there, you know, dating different people and doing whatever. You know, I'm talking about during the height of COVID-19. Not me. Not me. I ain't swapping slop with nobody. You know what I mean? So now everything is safe and cool. Yeah, well, not totally safe, but you know, it's way better. But listen, when everything was really rough and rumbling, I ain't going to slop spit. I ain't going to do nothing with nobody dating it. And some folks did, and they were sick as hell, and I was in the house safe. Okay, do you hear me? Now listen. I got something for Parker Gandy and Chad Ruben. Listen, y'all. I'm still on this thing about dominating the airwaves. Listen, y'all, it's hot. Y'all really hot. And I'm going to play another song by Chad Ruben because my time is running short. I'm going to play another song by Chad Ruben because he is good. Parker again is really good. Listen, y'all need to dominate the airwaves. I'm telling you. The gold man. Mm-hmm. The gold man and the diamond man is in dominating the airwaves. You got to dominate. It ain't hard. I would take time to show you how to dominate the airwaves. But listen, let me drop this on y'all. When I was working with one artist some time ago, he really had the skill and the gift to dominate the airwaves. He dominated. Back then, it wasn't as saturated on social media. But now, listen, it was still busy because internet is internet. But listen, he dominated. Okay, he connected with his fan base. One thing artists, you got to really do and pinpoint is connecting with your fan base. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, just saying hello. And I know y'all ain't got time to be really connected with a fan base. That's why you got to have one person to work your social media profiles like Instagram or Facebook, you know, or set something up on automation so you can connect with your fan base. You got to do it because I'm telling you, your fan base is going to drive it. Going to drive it, baby. That's your machine. That's your tribe, your fan base. Listen. When you connect with them, it takes you to a whole nother level because your fan base is going to do for you what you can't do for you. You hear me what I'm saying? Listen, fan base is so extremely important when you put stuff out. They're going to drive your posts. They're going to drive whatever you're doing. They're going to drive your shows. They're going to comment. They're going to retweet it. You know what I mean? They're going to talk to you, and it's going to go on and on and on. It just keeps going. So listen. Connect with your fan base. Connect with your fan base. So listen, I got some more good music. And I'm telling you, the artist that did it, he did it very well. I don't know if he had someone to do his posting, but he did it very well, and they loved his dirty drop. I am telling you, he connected with them, and he just did so well, and they just saw wherever he went. They just went right with him, and so that's the way it works. And so I watched it work that way. And then you got some artists that think they connected with their fan base, and they ain't doing shit. They ain't connected with nobody but they fell. So don't be on that page. You know, don't be delusional. Don't be delusional about it. So listen. Y'all got good stuff, and connect with your fan base. I'm telling y'all hot. So listen, Chad Ruben, I got one coming up for Chad Ruben. This one is, and I love this one, Body Language. This, of course, is his blow-up song, and I just love it. Body Language. I want y'all to take a listen to this. This is really enjoyable.
I wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. Let your body tell me, oh, just what to do. Let your body tell me, oh, just what to do. Where'd you really go? Where'd you take the little attitude? Take it to the moon, take it to another avenue. I can never really figure out just what you're trying to prove. Drag me through a maze, cause the end is all the same to you. There's some magic in the way you move. Take it to the bank, tell the teller what you're trying to do. Cashing all your checks with the rhythm that's inside of you. Make the earth shake with the power in the way you groove.
I wanna go dance with you. Let your body go and tell me what to do. I wanna go dance with you.
Everybody tell me what to do. There's no way.
blowing in my face. I'm in a space where I can take the lessons learned from my mistakes while doing my best, for goodness sake. Like into a little like a listening, cold chills, distance, spring is happening. The diamond rings, the songs to sing. I know sometimes it's tough, let me make you blush. If you're down with that, yo can stay with us. I got a plan, taking your hand, walking you out to the floor. Under the lights, killing the hype, baby I wanna explore. All the advice, bring me alive, feeling it straight to the core. Just can't wait no more. I can't go a day, can't stay away from you. Let your body tell me what to do. Let your body tell me what to do.
Body language. I'm telling you, that song is so hot. And he has an awesome, awesome voice. You know, this is really Parker Gandy. Y'all, you know, y'all just bomb. Y'all the bomb. So listen, listen. This is a special musical showcase and musical salute for Parker Gandy and Chad Rubin. They are really totally, totally hot. Totally hot. I'm telling you something. Listen, I'm pretty much out of time. I don't want it to end, but it's got to end. It is hot, hot, hot. And I do have a word from my sponsor. And listen, this is for Wise Mortgage, W-I-S-C. Once again, Wise Mortgage. Y'all need to be wise with your mortgage. I am telling you, I can go on and on about that and tell you a whole bunch of stories. But listen, this is Wise Mortgage.
Your home may be your family's largest asset and their largest financial responsibility. A mortgage protection insurance policy can help them remain in their home after you're gone. Leave your family a deed, not a debt. Visit thewiseinsurancegroup.com for your free quote.
Mortgage protection, that is the key. That is the key. Mortgage protection, that is the key. And a lot of people probably don't think about that, mortgage protection. Young people probably don't think about it. And really, you got to think about it, mortgage protection. I'm telling you. So listen, I am pretty much out of time. And now listen, I want you guys to visit the website as well. That's the Wise Mortgage. Listen, y'all hear me now. Hear me. I want y'all to visit the website. All right, now, so I am pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here. I want y'all to remember Parker Gandy and Chad Rubin. They got some hot stuff, y'all. And Wise Mortgage, if y'all need a quote, visit the website. That's Wise Mortgage, W-I-S-C. Be wise with your money. Do y'all still watch Susie Orman? I love that lady. Y'all need to watch her sometime. Listen, that's Wise Mortgage. I got to get on up out of here. Listen, it's been a stone cold blast. So guess what? I will be back later this evening with some more hot music and giving y'all some tips on how to dominate the airwaves. It's possible.
You motivated.